are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, baddies.
Hi.
Welcome to a very special baby name episode.
Don't get too excited.
Yeah, I'm not spilling the beans quite yet. Although, I accidentally did spill the beans. I didn't tell you this.
To who?
Okay. Are you ready?
No, I'm mad because I didn't get no beans.
So I'm not telling anyone the baby name, right?
Right.
I think we've picked a name. I think.
Still don't know?
I'm not opposed to changing it if we see her and she looks like
She's going to look like a wrinkly old man. None of them look like any name. So let me stop you right there. I hate when people say that. If she looks like something else, she looks like a bald old man from the Six Flags commercials. They all do.
Stop it. Don't tell me. I don't want that man coming out of my vagina.
All my kids did.
So we think we have a name. And it's still, again, this whole COVID, you guys have been here through the whole thing. And things have been very different, you know, from Denny not coming to doctor's appointments to like a street shower. But the thing that, like, I've been okay. I've honestly been at peace with all that. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that's been, like, truly stolen from me is this whole hospital experience and not having my family and my parents there.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just strange to me that I'm going to be telling them her name via text. And I was like, you know, what if I just had this thought and I was like, what if they don't know, even though it's pronounceable, what if they don't know how to pronounce it? Or what if they don't know what it means? Or what if they don't, there's no context behind it? Mm-hmm. I had all these, like, weird thoughts. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make like almost a meme thing, right?
Okay.
That says her name, the pronunciation, the meaning, whatever. And like nicknames, like something really cute to go along with her introduction, right?
I feel like nicknames are important because otherwise people create their nicknames and that's the worst fucking thing.
Yep. There's already a nickname out of her name that I don't like, so I made sure not to put it on there.
Oh my God, I can't fucking wait to hear what this is. I'm fucking dying, you guys.
So I had this genius idea, of course, baby brain in the middle of the night, like 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank God it was 1 o'clock in the morning, though. I'm like, let me go on Instagram. And I started making like a thing. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty. I'm happy with it. I save it. I move on. I get an instant message. Is that her baby name? Is that your baby's name?
You put it on Instagram?
I fucking posted it. I posted it by accident.
I am so fucking mad.
I meant to save it.
Who knows it? I'm fucking hounding.
A random baddie. Her name is Taylor. We have a thing now because the only people who know her name are me, Denny, and Taylor.
No. No.
But thank God she fucking hit me up with a quickness because I didn't know. I posted and I deleted it so fast. No one else said anything.
I did this with Skylar's name.
You posted it?
Yeah, we had like a tent made for her, like her room, and it said her name on it. And Corey posted the picture, and I blurted out on mine, but Corey posted it.
Of course he posted it.
And I was like,
I would fucking kill Denny. I'd kill him.
Are you kidding? I was so mad.
How many people had seen it?
I mean, you know, when I post anything, it's like thousands of people within a few minutes. So I was like, oh, well, there we go.
My saving grace was that it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was fucking sleeping.
Yeah, no, you got lucky.
Because, like,
I'm not lucky, but you got lucky.
I was like mostly like I would have been really upset if someone in my family or like friends that I know had seen it and it like spread like wildfire like through the town.
Yeah.
So but I was just like, I can't believe I fucking did that. Like, so first of all, just so who does that? No idea. No idea. I posted it. No big deal. Just posted it. I was like, Taylor, can you not tell anybody?
She's like, Taylor, DM me. Taylor, if you're out there,
I said to her, I go, Tracy's gonna fucking kill me that you know and she does not know. Like, she's
so
literally gonna be so
angry.
Mad. She was like, I got you, girl. Oh, so that was that. So I'm hashtag blessed that it wasn't, I didn't like
is
close
Taylor
the app.
The name is this like a sneak?
That might have to be her middle name. Yeah. I need to, because I can't believe I did that. It was idiotic. But yeah, so that's my story. And then also last night, Tracy slept over and kidnapped my only son.
Kidnapped. He chose a side. Literally a side of the house. I slept on the opposite side of the house in the guest room. And he slept with me the whole night and never left me. And just was like, what a traitor.
Is a traitor.
I was like, he's not a traitor. He just knows who's loyal to.
I mean, he stayed in bed with you all night.
He waited till you came
did
to get him in the morning.
Did he snuggle or did he fart on you?
No. I don't know. I was sleeping and I'm a heavy sleeper. But every time I would move to get comfortable, he would like back his like body up into my leg. And I'm like, are you comfy?
I couldn't believe it. Last night he was like, whining to go in bed with her. And I was like, okay, I guess you don't want to sleep with your masters, but that's cool.
Masters. Like, that's why. He's like, she treats me like an equal, bitch.
Like, aren't dogs, like, their whole thing is loyalty? Like, yeah, I don't get it.
To the right person. To the right here, person. This right. Guy.
Yo, you're not kidding. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. Fucking Beetlejuice. This is why I'm having a baby. This baby better have some fucking loyalty. Next thing you know, it's going to be sleeping with Aunt Trey over here. So we have a special episode today because I'm so, so excited for this. We have Jennifer and Mallory Moss as guests. They are the founders of babynames.com.
Like, when you guys go and you type in Google baby names, like, they're the first thing that comes up. They are the only one that matters.
And you could find any and everything about any name ever created.
That's crazy to me because people make stuff up and they're so fast to catch on to it. It's like crazy.
Yes. And I just want to talk to people that are professionals before I officially name my child, because I don't know. I feel like this is crazy. I'm still
shocked that, like, you don't have, like, a solid name. You're giving birth, like, in, like, 36 hours or something. It's, like, stupid. I'm so confused.
I just want to see her. I know you said she's going to be the Six Flags guy.
Yeah.
But I don't, maybe the Six Flags guy will make sense to me. I don't know what I'm expecting. That's the thing. I have no idea how this works. I have no idea.
I know. It's fine. It's cute that you think she's going to look like a name, though. That's really cute. Because they do look like wrinkly little nuggets that just came out of, like, a small hole. I'm afraid
she's going to be like an alien, and I'm going to be like...
She is. That's exactly what they come out looking like. What do you mean? The first picture that people take, they're all wrinkly and squished up and, like...
Oh, they're horrible.
They're awful. And then you're like, oh, wait, but she looks like a Danielle.
And you know my rap about goo babies, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the nurses.
I told them this.
You told them?
They ask you.
Don't give me a goo baby?
No, they'll ask you. They'll say, would you like to hold her right out of the womb or would you like us to clean her first? And I was like, bro, clean that baby. Just even wipe her off. I don't want to hold no shit on me.
Dude, in my pregnancy group, I've seen goo babies like I've never seen in my life.
No, I mean some mine of them, came out pretty clean, but like I was like, she got a little smush on her shoulder. Wipe that shit for me, please.
Some of them look like goo hair. Like, they're just covered. They look like, what's the monster that lives like...
Yeah, Slimer. In from Ghostbusters?
No, not Slimer. What's the monster that lives... like in the cold weather and he's white and he's full of fur and he's huge and tall?
Are you kidding me? The Bigfoot? Are you kidding? That's who you're tall. That's what you think the baby's gonna look like? Bigfoot?
Who's the white version of Bigfoot? Where's Alan when you fucking need him to like chime in and go blah blah blah? Well, let's see. White version of Bigfoot. You know who I'm talking about, right?
And it's going to come to me right away. It was in Monsters, Inc. Yes. Come on, let's go.
Yes, who is that dude?
I don't know. I can't think of
the name. Oh, an abominable snowman.
There you go.
Yeah, that's my baby's going to be an abominable snowman.
Yeah, okay. You can't even say the word.
And that's I don't want a goo baby, and I'll never post a goo baby picture. But, oh God, I can't believe this is happening. So anyway, I'm very excited for the girls to come on the show because I just have a million trillion questions. I've always been obsessed with baby names.
I think everybody has. Everyone, since I was a kid, I had lists in my like memory box that my mom found recently. And she was like, look at the baby names you thought you were going to name.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah.
What was one?
Cassandra.
Mercedes.
Oh, honey. Honey. No, Cassandra was one of them. And then I got a lot of names from Real World. Like, I loved, like, Anissa, like, really pretty, unique, different names.
Really pretty.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of names that I liked. I can't think, like, I loved DM, but I wouldn't have done DM. I would have done something different. But, like, I loved all the unique names from, like, Real World and Road Rules because that was, like, my jam when I was little. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I used to watch. That's what I watch. But, so I grabbed, like, a lot of names from that. I loved Taylor. I loved,
You love my girl Taylor.
Yeah, not anymore, Taylor. I don't know. There were so many.
I actually love Anissa. That's really pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I loved it. That girl from she's on the challenge now. And I always, every time I hear her name, I'm like, oh, I still love it.
Yeah, it's. But really
like, there
pretty.
Were so many. If I could look it up, there was like Anthony, like, because I grew up with a million Anthony. So to me, that was like the name that you named them. So, and then I don't know. It was just weird. And then I ended up with like none of. I never even mentioned the names that I ended up with back then. Like, they weren't even a thought.
They weren't
but
even
you
a
have
thought.
To remember, like, when you grow up with a baby name image in your head, you have to agree with the father. Like, can't just be like, well, I'm naming them whatever. Like, he wanted Brooklyn.
Right.
And I kept saying, like, I can't name that. My daughter Brooklyn. My best friend's name is Brooklyn. He's like, no, it's not. It's Julia. And I was like, well, I don't fucking call her that. And in my head, she's Brooklyn.
She's not Julia.
No.
Who's Julia?
Weird. When people say Julia. Because Sammy calls her Julie. And I'm like, who the... oh, fuck. Like, call her Brooklyn, bro. Like, she's like, that's not her name. I'm like, to me, that's her name. So
True. I've seen that in my baby name groups where people are like, I already know what I'm... People are like, I'm not pregnant yet, but I already know what I'm naming the baby.
And
I'm
like, on that one.
Yeah, I'm like, you're... This is not a one-man show thing. No. I mean, so good luck with that. Yeah, that it is. It's which is hard. I mean,
and
luckily,
like, also, like, they grow up with people who you're like, oh, I hated the girl named that when I was growing up. And you're like, oh, but I love it. And he can't do it because he's like, I hated a girl named that or a guy named that.
I feel like you guys agreed on Skylar. I remember where I was. This is sounds so weird, but I remember where I was when you text me the screenshot. You text me a screenshot of you and Corey's conversation. Yeah. And you kind of both like. Like, it was like a mutual...
Yeah, he was at work, I think. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I really love this name. What do you think of it? Because I was like, if I text him it and not ask him to his face, maybe he'll have time to think about it more. Yeah. And then he was like, wow, I really love that. And it was... James was always the middle name. Mm-hmm. I was not getting rid of that. I loved it.
Yeah, he always liked that, too.
Yeah. He said James is very easy to make it a stripper name. Mm-hmm. So I had to be really careful with the first name that I chose. So I was like, okay, I'm working on it. And then Skylar just seemed so sweet and innocent, like farm girl. Mm-hmm. And then James was so hard and it balanced it out.
But isn't it incredible how much of a Skylar she is?
To me now. But like Jaden, I can see being the other two names we liked.
Jaden is so, they fits their personality.
Well, that's what happened.
Like you just said, Skylar's a sweet blonde little farm girl. Like,
yeah, that's innocent. Literally what she is.
That's what she is. I know. How did you do that?
Because when
you could have named her Harley and it would
not
have
fit. Well, that was going to be Jaden. Jaden was either Harley, Peyton, or Preston, or Presley. And we were like back and forth. And then we were like, none of those names are like grabbing me. So I was like, forget it. Let's leave those alone. And then I came up with Jaden and we were like, oh, we love it. And that worked. But like.
Works beautifully. And it's then her.
Yeah. Because Jaden, we all had.
It is edgy. It's still an edgy name.
It is. Because all my kids' names are boy names. Skylar's a boy name too. James is a boy name. Jaden is a boy name. Jean is a boy name. So all the girls had boy names.
Whoa. I never realized that.
Yeah. That's why I was like. We worked it out so it like all worked together. And then their cousins Jordan and Emery are both unisex names too. So and they all the girls have Y in their name.
I see. This is the stuff that I like keeps me up at night. I'm like,
I know, because you think about it.
Because I think about it, because it's like it's very specific when you're picking a Skylar. Like you have a very a thought of how your daughter is going
to
be.
Like
in your
I
head.
Had to be okay with never buying a license plate from like a gift shop for Jaden because the name is very rare and it's never spelled the way I spelled it.
That's the I see it spelled
and
the
Skylar
other way.
Is always ER. Mm-hmm. So it's like I had to be okay with them never getting like license plate keychains or whatever. It was like from the airport.
Yeah, you're lucky to buy that trash. Every mom should follow by that rule. It's like,
I was
sorry.
Like, I guess they're not getting it.
Do they ever look like when they see them?
I always look to see if they have them just to like humor myself, but like they never do.
This is why we need the baby namers because we need
get them on the phone.
Let's we need guidance. We need everything right now because this is too much for us to handle.
You know what I like is name meanings. I really love that.
I have a question about name meanings for them. We're going to ask them everything. I'm pumped. Let's do this.
Let's call them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are. Rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
BetterHelp, you guys, is probably one of my favorites because it's mental health and mental health and mental health now has to go hand in hand, mm-hmm. because you need to get right. You need to make sure that your life is in a stable condition to love other people, to love yourself. The only place to do that is on BetterHelp. BetterHelp does it from your home, from the comfort of your own little safe spot. Right. Jess and I love this company so much.
Whenever you need it, like, you don't have to wait. If you're having a meltdown on Monday, you don't have to wait till Thursday for your appointment. Right. I think that's genius.
The licensed professional counselors that they have, they specialize in everything. I mean, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflict, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem. Literally everything you share with them is confidential. It's convenient. It's affordable. It's professional.
Guys, you should check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. And, you know, if you're unsure, like, hear from people who've actually tried the service and hear how they've changed their life and have been helped. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com. That's H-E-L-P, help.com/bad examples. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health again. Again, that's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com/bad examples.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
All right, guys. So right now we have on the phone the amazing Jennifer and Mallory Moss. You guys know them from babynames.com. You don't know them personally. They're just unsung heroes.
Clap it up.
Let's clap it up for people who guide us in the right direction when naming our children. You guys don't understand how important it is to know everything about a name before you name the kids. So that's why they're here.
Yeah, they're the founders of babynames.com. And this is the go-to website for everything baby name. I mean, baby name ideas. You can search by
meaning. Then it's like
heritage,
Italian names, yeah. Or like, I think that there's like soap opera names. That's where I go to. Soap opera names and porn names, I think, are my favorite. They're just all so beautiful, wasted on such horrible situations.
You guys don't have a porn names category.
No, I literally looked up porn
names.
We
do not, but that's a great idea.
tell me some of their names are not the most beautiful names. And I'm like, except for when they're associated with anal, let's move on from this name. But it was really pretty before I knew.
Yeah, like Tracy actually Googled porn names and like,
I loved some of them and I'm like, damn it, I can't. Corey's like, I know who that is, we can't name her that. I'm like, damn it.
But that was her inspiration, yeah, for her baby naming.
So soap opera names and porn names, I loved them.
So guys, you know, before we get started, I just wanted to say, like, you recently went viral on your website for that was so cool, and I want to clap it up for that. So, you know, and I think so what they did when you went to babynames.com, on the front of the page, they had a dedication to Black Lives Matter, and they had the names of 100 Black Americans who died of the result of police brutality, and with a little message that, you know, said every one of these names was somebody's baby. And it really like hit home, because when you're naming a baby, you have these hopes and dreams, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you envision their future, and that's really what baby naming is all about. Well, I just gave myself chills. But you know, you have these like these visions of what they're going to be and who they're going to be, and I, you know, it goes along with the baby naming. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was really amazing that you guys pointed that out, that like, these, they're not just names, like they're people with hopes and dreams and futures, and that's really what this is, baby naming is all about, is
Mm-hmm. having the connection with
parent,
somebody.
You know, it's hard not to see all those names and remember that, you know, there were loved ones.
Yes.
And well, they were someone's children and they had children. It was all awful.
Exactly.
And it's a horrible thing. And some of those names should be taken and used to name other babies now in memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they will be. And I mean,
if I could do it all over again, I would do Breonna Taylor in 2 seconds. I love it. The second I heard it, I was like, oh my God, God bless the family. I feel
it's
awful.
It's beautiful.
But
name.
What a gorgeous name.
Yeah. Like, so I love that. And I really did think it encompasses what baby naming is all about at the end of the day. Like these dreams you have for your child. Mm-hmm. So we have some questions for you guys. Some that are, you know, about basic baby names. Like
we want to know, like, number one, does it change year to year of the number one, or like the top 3 to 5, like always pretty consistent?
Well, I think it's been changing more often lately because parents are trying to avoid the most popular names.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're in the 1950s. It was so important to conform. And so a third of the children had a top 10 name. Now it's under 1%.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's changing more often because parents want to be more unique.
Because the parents, like the Jennifers and Jessicas of the group.
Yeah.
Jessica is like literally the name of my life.
I mean, I graduated with like 120 kids. There were like 4 Jessicas. It's just, but that's not happening today. Like, I feel like even the popular names are kind of rare. Like, because those numbers, that's crazy. Do you guys, are you guys against popular names? Like, are you for popular names? Like, how do you feel
like
about
your own
top
kids?
100 names?
We have opinions as name professionals and we have opinions as personal.
Right.
You know, like for me, I would not recommend choosing a top 10 name just because of what you said. Like, they're not going to feel individual in their classroom if there's like 10 Aidens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you end up being Aiden number one, Aiden number two.
Yeah.
Aiden B, Aiden G.
So tied to identity. And so I think it's important to have something a little more unique.
Agree. I like that. I like that. That makes sense.
It's weird because when I named my kids, I hadn't heard of their names. And then as soon as I named them, they were like, oh, my daughter's Skylar. My daughter's Jaden. This one. And I was like, are you kidding me? I fucking named them these weird names just to avoid this shit. And they're going to go to school and everyone is named the same thing again.
That happens a lot, right? Like, you hear a name and you don't think it's popular. And then overnight.
Yeah.
It just.
Yeah, because everyone's being influenced by the same things, like by pop culture, by celebrities, by character names. And you think, oh, wow, that would make such a cool baby name. And you don't realize that other people are getting influenced by the same thing.
Right.
Yep.
So, like, for example, 10 years ago, I had a friend who named his kid Owen and Liam. He had 2 little boys. And I was like, oh, my God, I knew they were becoming popular.
You were like, don't do it.
So unique.
Oh, Liam. I mean, there's
I know
million.
1,000 Liams.
Yeah.
It's becoming crazy.
Who knew that would be like that big in the U.S.? Like, it's so random.
It seems more of a European name to me.
Okay. So popularity, it's strange. Do you guys feel like on your website that a lot of people are still looking for the top like 100 names? Like, they want to see what's popular?
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, people do want to see what's popular and what's up and coming.
Mm-hmm,
Some people like that. You know, some people do still want to fit in and have a very popular name that the child can bear without having to spell it for people or pronounce it for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our number one tip, I know mine, is always like to see the name from the child's perspective. Can they live with it their entire life?
Right.
Will it work for an adult as much as it works for a child, as much as it works for a baby?
That's how I named my kids. Was I named them, my last name is so cultural that I was like, maybe they don't always want to be tied to such a cultural name, that I named their middle name something that they could go by their first and middle name and it could seem as if their last name.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just so that, like, say they wanted to be an author and they didn't want to be tied to their brother who's a chef or whatever, they can have their own identity by having their middle name instead of always using the last name.
There you go. That's a great idea.
So my kids are Skylar, James, Jaden, Jean, and Julian Chase. And I felt like those are all names that, like, they could go off and kind of have their own thing without always being tied to the last name if they didn't want it.
Interesting. Right. Yeah, because there are a lot of celebs who just drop their last name. and go by their first and middle, like Lea Michele.
Yeah, I don't even, I never even thought to like look up what her real
last
name
is. What the hell
was.
Is her last name?
No one even cares.
It's Sarfati, S-A-R-F-A-T-I.
Well, now we know why she's beautiful, Lea Michele.
Yeah, it could be a hard name to pronounce to not be right. And that's also annoying to people, I think.
So now I feel like on the other end of the spectrum are just straight up names that, I don't know. I'm in a baby group on Facebook right now for moms that are due in July. And some of the names that I'm seeing like are cringeworthy. Like people are trying so hard to be different. They're trying so hard to not be popular that they're so off the charts. And it's like makes
give
you,
us an example.
It makes you physically uncomfortable. Do you guys see that a lot? Do you try to steer people away from that? Like when they, you know, we were just actually reading a bunch of names that are banned in other countries. Do people ever reach out and they're like, hey, what do you guys think of, you know, potato chip, and we can call them Chip and it's really cute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always say don't go with joke names.
Joke names. Yes, that's what they are.
It's not fair. It's not fair terrible. To the kid.
Yeah.
It's so true. That's literally what they are. They're joke names.
Mm-hmm.
It's even like some names with extreme spellings that, how do you guys feel about names that when you look at it on paper, you cannot pronounce?
Well, we do have something very current in the news as far as the last baby name, celebrity baby name, and that is Elon Musk. And Jennifer, I'm going to ask you to take over how to pronounce it.
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
I don't think anyone
does.
So
many different names. It's like X-AE12 or whatever. But, you know, I just think it's a travesty for this child. And I think it was a joke and a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't serve the child himself.
I think they thought because they were so rich, they could just name this kid whatever and everyone would have respect because he's Elon Musk. And I'm like, maybe not.
Or maybe mom wanted
from numerals, the 1-2 to XII, because in California you can't have numerals in a baby name.
Oh, that is true. Oh, cool. We didn't know that. If that America got on that train yet?
So I guess maybe it's state by state they do it.
It is. Each state has its own naming rules.
Wow.
California needed to jump on that quick because those people are wiling out over there.
All the celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's. Listen, we already know that we can't be trusted as human beings to have this sort of responsibility.
Sure. This is too much.
And but this is why I'm having such a hard time baby naming, because it is it's an incredible responsibility it's incredible power you're given. You know, it really is deciding their fate and their future.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's funny because we did a baby naming survey with over 150,000 people responding, and we said, "How hard is it to choose a baby name?" And we had it from 1 very easy to 10 very hard. And we thought that it would be like a bell curve, that it would be kind of mostly in the middle. But most people chose 10.
Yeah,
it's
I would
very
say
hard.
So.
Good. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel a little better about
that they're actually putting thought into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility, and that's why like I'm dragging my feet, and that's why like I want to. When you guys are you guys both moms?
Yep. Yes.
When you named your kids, did you know what you were going to name them before? Like you were settled on her name, or did you wait to see the baby in the hospital kind of thing?
Oh, I definitely named my baby well before the hospital moment. I'm not a big fan of naming a baby in the hospital just because I think it can be more impulsive. Unless
True.
You have a short list like 3 or 4 and you're going to look at the baby and go, that's it. But my experience is people who do that often have name remorse.
Whoa.
When you have to like choose at the last minute.
I used to walk around my house when I was pregnant and yell the name to see if I thought I'd get annoyed of it. Because I was like,
well, that's a good, you know, exercise.
Yeah.
You know, I say it out loud as if you're introducing yourself as your child.
I always used to do that.
Rarely do you use a middle name when you're introducing yourself, so you can let that go.
Right.
And, you know, my daughter's name is Miranda, which was her grandma's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell in love with it even before I got pregnant. So I just knew if we were going to have a girl, it was going to be Miranda.
Do you have nicknames for her?
You know, I went around saying her name. Hi, my name is Miranda Mendoza. And I was like, wow, that sounds so cool.
Well, you have an awesome last name.
Miranda Mendoza. Yeah. That is badass. That's a good name.
Wait, do you have nicknames for her, or is it just Miranda?
We started out with Mimi when she was a kid, and Mallory's daughter's name is Veronica, so she became Vivi. Yeah. So they were cousins, Mimi and Vivi, but neither of them use that anymore because
not at all.
How old are they now?
My daughter Veronica is 24.
Oh wow! And
my daughter is 27.
Oh okay.
Believe it or not.
If you guys were to have babies now, would you name them something different? Are there other names that you like or that you hear and you're like, oh, I would have liked that name?
I would have done two different names. Of course, I don't know if you hear on the podcast, but I'm always a big fan of Luna. I just think it's a fun name.
It's so
cute. I might have named a baby Luna, but I would have definitely gone with Bianca, I think, because I've always loved the name Bianca.
Same.
And one of the problems is that my mom at the time said, you can't name your baby Bianca. And the reason was, is I had a very, unusual last name, Lubofsky, at the time.
Yes.
And so I was always of the mindset that if you can't do much with the last name, do whatever you want with the first name, you know? And so smart. I was like, Veronica, I love Veronica. I'm a bit of an Archie Chemicals fan, you know? So I'm going to go with that Veronica with my husband's, you know, approval at the time, only because we were doing it jointly, not because he had ultimate authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but my mom, when I liked Bianca, she absolutely nixed it.
She nixed it. Absolutely not okay.
Because she said Bianca and Lubofsky were two diametrically opposed, like, ethnicities.
Yeah, she did that to me, too. We listened to our mother. Like, she was a matriarch of the family.
Seriously.
And I wanted to use the name Kelly because we have an Irish background. And she's like, Kelly Mendoza, that sounds ridiculous.
She did that. I mean,
she thought that was two different, you know, opposing ethnicities, and that it sounded like Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter. You're probably too young to
That's my
that.
Last name. Well, it was my last name, womp womp. My kid's last name. My kid's last name is Epstein. So I always, like, grew up in an Italian town. So, like, I had an obvious attraction to Italian names. And then I was like, well, I can't do that because my last name is Epstein. And then he went in the opposite direction of, like, he liked Phoenix. And I was like, whoa, slow the fuck down. Last name is Epstein. We got to calm down with that shit. So then I was like, we need solid ass American names. Like,
yeah,
boring American names that go with Epstein. And that's what we did. And like, I was like, thank God, because looking back, had I named, I would have been like, it just doesn't blend.
It's so interesting to me that your mom, because I think that's actually kind of good advice from your mom. And did your mom like kind of start you guys on this baby name? Like, how did this
she
happen?
She obviously
had
a big influence.
How did you create this empire? Yeah.
Well, I was always like into names. Ever since I was a kid, I used to go through the phone book and like pick out interesting names.
Wow.
And I think that's because mine was so common and so popular. It was like the number one name for 15 years that I was fascinated with people who had unusual and unique names.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I was a programmer. I did software development. And so when the internet came about, I already had a database of names and meanings. And
wow.
I put it online and I registered the domain name. And the rest, as they say, is history.
People
just started coming. And it became a business.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's like the funnest business ever?
I mean, when you literally say like, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life. This is you guys.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most awesome job. You and the people who come up with nail polish color names are like the greatest people ever. Like the people who come up with like SE nail color names. I'm like, bro, how do you have this great job?
Yeah.
I love OPI's names too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have like the great, it's just naming. Naming anything is fun.
Yeah.
So you guys told your mom some names you liked and she like immediately shut them down. How do you feel about sharing the baby name before they're born? Do you think that people should like father and mother should keep it a secret? Do you think that you should test the baby name? That's my big thing is like I want it to be a surprise, but I also need like people's approval.
So ask me, bitch.
Tracy's so upset I haven't told her the baby names.
She knew my baby name, one of the first people. I was like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
Because I do feel like, as much as I'm enjoying not hearing, like, you know, negative feedback of all the names that I like, I see sometimes people in my, like, Facebook groups, and I'm like, wow, I really wish they would ask for feedback first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, how do you guys feel about sharing the baby name before the baby's born? Is it a do or don't?
I don't think it's a do or don't myself. I'll be interested in hearing what Jennifer's opinion is. But I think that it's a personal choice. Some people want to keep it quiet because they don't want anyone to name snipe them.
Yeah.
You know, which means steal the name away from them.
Name snipe.
Some people don't want to share because they want kind of that reveal excitement, which I think is fine. I think it's just a personal choice.
And I think a lot of people don't want the negative opinions from, like, family members. So they're like, if you wait until the baby's born, they're not going to be like, that's what you named her. They're going to be like, okay, she's already here and named.
Right.
Exactly. Right. I mean, the thrill of having the baby actually in existence kind of overrides the whole name thing. So they're less likely to diss the baby name once the child has arrived. And I think sometimes when people put too much emphasis on what other people think, they get stuck. It's like writer's block.
I agree.
Yes.
Too much input.
Yes.
And so I say, if you're confused and you're getting too much input, then back off and just make it be between you and your partner and what you love, and wait until the baby's born.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, because I do think you're so right. And that was my biggest fear, is that if I told, like, my mom the baby name and I saw, like, a twitch or glimmer in her eyes of, like, disdain, like,
that
I would just, it would ruin it for me, and that would be it, and then I'd have to move on.
No, that was my mom. She like, gave me the weirdest look when I told her Skylar's middle name. She's like, why? And I was like, what do you mean, why? I love it. And she was like, oh, isn't it weird? And I'm like, I guess, but that's what it is. So I hope you jump on board. And now she goes around, she's like, Skylar James. And I'm like, now she loves it. But, like, in the beginning, I was like, I don't really care about anyone's opinion, but I'm willing to tell you it, as long as you keep your mouth shut.
Well, I think you guys were right that the names grow on people. Mm-hmm. Like, once the baby's here, like, how could you not love whatever her name is?
Yeah.
It's just so much pressure. How do you guys feel about, like, alliteration and, like, the amount of syllables compared to your first and last name? Does any of that shit matter? Because I went down a rabbit hole the other day. I have a longer last name. So does it matter? Should you balance a long last name with a short first name? Are there rules to this?
I don't think there are rules. I mean, it all comes down to your personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mallory Moss is alliterative, and I think we both like alliterative names.
Yes.
I gave my daughter a name with three M's. She's MMM, are her initials. And she married a man whose last name begins with M. So,
wow, well done. Clap it up for her. Clap it up for her.
She was like, I'm not stopping. I'm keeping this alliteration.
So I guess it's just personal preference, I think. You know, sometimes we say if your last name is really difficult to pronounce or is really long, then, you know, it would be easier for the child to have a shorter first name.
Right.
So again, we go back to step into the name from the perspective of the child and how they'll live with it.
Is the, like, CEO test a thing? Like, you should say the baby name and, like, see, would they be a good CEO? Would they be a good chef? Would they be a good scientist? Like, is that, like, a thing anymore?
Well, I mean, yeah, but then, you know, so you had talked about Coco, right? And Coco sounding like a stripper name, but then there's Coco Chanel. So,
right. Holy,
you know,
shit.
I don't believe
you're welcome.
In that the name makes the person. I believe that the person makes the name.
Whoa, that's
a
good quote.
Yeah, I feel like some names that I see on some person, I'm like, I don't see it on them, but then other the same exact names, I'm like, this is the perfect name for this one. It's really whoever has that personality to carry that name.
Exactly.
Do you know what my biggest fear is?
I wanted to register that I like the name Coco.
Thank you.
All right. Coco Calcione, though.
I,
so, you like it with Calcione?
So Tracy came up with the nickname Coco because the COCO for COVID and Corona, Coco. Yeah.
So that's why we call her that. That's why we call her that. I said, regardless what her name is, I'm calling her Coco.
Oh my goodness.
So my biggest fear is like, okay, you pick a name, whatever, and then it becomes like the Karen of like,
yeah,
like you're just, out of luck.
You're shit out of luck. Like imagine being named Karen right
Felicia.
Now.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Everyone named Felicia, I felt bad for. I was
like, Felicia.
Imagine being a Felicia and everyone just like, bye, Felicia.
You can never say goodbye to a girl named Felicia. It's rude.
I would just be like, see you later.
See you later, Felicia.
That's where middle names come in and where they have the choice, right?
Right. Wow, very true. Have you guys been seeing a lot of people like search Karen on your website?
Yes.
I love it.
The searches have gone up by like 3 times.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so funny.
They're checking the status of the number. They're like, how far has it gone down?
Like, there's got to be like zero Karens and Donalds in 2020.
No,
it's a wrap.
Done.
I don't think there will be any Karens in 2020.
Mm-mm. And if there are, then
that parent hates her.
Yeah, the parent hates their child. Yes.
Well, we came up with some names for you. We came to the table.
Oh my God!
Oh my
please,
God, this is the coolest thing ever.
You'd be interested in hearing that.
Yes, please. I so do. Oh my God.
Okay. Now, why don't you do yours first?
Yeah, okay. So I really like Chiara. I think that is a beautiful name. C-H-I-A-R-A.
Wow.
That's
an Italian. C-H-I-A-R-A. I'm writing this down. Don't mind me. C-H-I-A-R-A. And that's so, Italian? I love
the
that.
Way, no, the C-H is Italian. If it was a K, it'd be a different one.
You guys are good.
It sounds important.
It does.
That is super pretty.
That has executive written all over it.
So there you go. Do we even need to make any other names?
No, that's it. That's the baby's name.
I love that.
And drop mic. Bam.
Okay.
Have your moment, girl. That's a bomb name.
That's a bomb name. Like, I thought I'd seen every name. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, and then middle name, you know, I usually use family names for middle names.
That's what
like
Jess is doing.
Veronica, I did Lee, L-E-E, only because out of some miracle, both of us had sisters with the middle name L-E-E, which is really unusual because, you know, it was usually L-E-I-G-H.
Yeah.
And so both our moms went into this leaving. So then that's how Veronica got her middle name. So, yeah, go with, you know, maybe something familial, something that belongs to the family, maybe someone's great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the names that are probably going to, you know, be attractive right now to a lot of other baby namers. And the whole concept is you want people jealous.
That's true.
You want people jealous of your baby name.
It's so true.
Is your middle name what a family name?
It's Rose, yeah.
Oh, it's Rose? Yeah, yeah, mine is after my grandma too.
Yeah.
So we both were named after our grandmothers.
You know, I have a very popular name, Jessica.
Yeah.
But I'm right. Never mad at it. Like it never
I always hated
I always
mine.
Liked my name.
Hated mine.
No, I always loved Jennifer too. I mean I liked that it wasn't it didn't have an I or Y sound like Tracy because there were a lot of those in my generation. So it felt a little more adult. And I mean, although people called me Jenny when I was a kid, I always had the choice of, you know, going to Jennifer when I grew up.
Right. Do you go by Jen?
And, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I go by Jen
yeah.
for people who are close to me.
Yeah. I always hated it. Even like when I was younger, I tried to change the letters like to try to make it better, like T-R-A-C-I or I-E. Like I was like, let me change it up because like there was like Casey, Stacy, Tracy. Then there was like Lacey's. And I was like, damn it. Like
right.
What the fuck? My high school was filled with them. And I'm like, what the hell?
That's actually funny because my like I thought I had like a stage name like growing up and I spelled Jessica.
I'm scared.
J-E-S-S-Y-C-A.
Oh, honey. Jessica.
I spelled mine with an A for a while, J-E-N-N-A-F-E-R, just to be different.
Yeah, just to be
I
different.
I definitely win. No, I definitely win because I fell in love with Major Anthony Nelson on I Dream of Jeannie when I was a little kid, and I decided my second middle name was Anthony.
So, oh my God, you changed your name.
Girl. I'm yeah, so she went by time. Mallory Beth Anthony Moss. For
that's
a while.
Hysterical.
I love it so much. All right, what's the second baby name? I gotta hear it.
Well, I would like to throw in another Italian name, Gioia, and that's G-I-O-I-A. Gioia Rose would be really pretty.
Well, Rose is okay, not the Gioia. G-I-O-I-A.
Oh, you're not a fan?
No, but go ahead. I have to.
Do I? Know, should I tell her the ones that I suggested for you, or do we keep those on wraps?
We could say I like Gioia's really. I like that.
I like both their options. I think they're really cute.
Because I literally have searched the internet far and wide. I thought I've seen every name humanly possible, and I cannot believe these are two that I've haven't come across.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad we've done our job.
Yeah, this is so cool. Staring at them right now.
She's thinking. I could see her wheels turning.
My wheels are so turning.
Okay, so I had two names that I was obsessed with that I was like, oh my God, I never got to use. And I was like, I feel like if you need something, here are two suggestions. And they were denied, but.
What were they again?
One was Joelle. I thought Joelle Rose Calcione was so cute. Because I think
Joelle is cute.
Joelle is like JoJo or Joey or any cute little nickname. And then my favorite that I could never obviously use was Capri.
Ooh.
So I liked Capri until, because it's 2020 and you had suggested it.
I suggested
it. And then what happened?
And then
Kobe died.
Kobe died and they named the baby Capri.
Right.
All in one moment.
And in every article, every story.
It was Capri. Yes. And I was damn it. I told her right before that happened.
You did.
Yeah.
So that's shit like that happens. And it just of course that would happen. It's 2020.
I thought Capri Calcione was so cute.
That is cute.
And it's an Italian name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My daughter has a baby name, although she has told me she's never going to have a baby. But her baby name is Cadence with a C.
I love that. I think that's pretty. Term.
That's from American Pie.
Sisters, I didn't know that.
The you sister's name was that. Cadence.
Guys, how important is name meaning?
Let me take this one, Jennifer.
Okay.
I mean, I have the worst name meaning, or one of the worst name meanings that exists.
What is it?
And it is misfortune. Now I can't say it's completely wrong as far as my life.
Oh my God.
But so I really believe it has nothing to do with it. I think most people don't know, or we wish they did and came
it's
to our
true.
Site and looked at the meaning of names. But how many of people know that Jennifer means white waves? You know,
white what?
It's funny because I don't
what
know.
What does it
many
mean?
People don't know that Kennedy means ugly head or ugly misshapen head. And
not JFK
is so
Jr.
identified with the president.
Not
right.
JFK Jr. Nope.
Very beloved.
Right.
So I think it's more who you associate it with rather than what it actually literally
ugly
means.
Head.
I agree.
Everyone in this world wants to be a Kennedy. Meanwhile, it means ugly head.
Ugly shaped head, even worse. Oh, I'm really happy you told me that because I don't – the name I like that I'm kind of leaning towards has not a great meaning. And
damn it. I'm so curious. Is it the name you told me originally from the jump?
I'm not
oh
sure.
Oh, my God. It totally is.
So I don't know. I never – I don't know. I don't know. But that makes me feel better. But also, I've never thought to Google Tracy's name to see what it means. That's just weird.
It means fighter.
Right.
Wow. That is cool.
It means fighter, no?
I don't think they know by heart.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I've looked it up before and it means something warrior of some sort.
That's cool. See that?
Okay.
I mean, listen, if you could
which
use
it. Which is honestly the truth.
If you
fuck.
Could use it for good, that's great. Yeah, no.
My name means exactly the type of temperament that I have.
All right. So that makes me feel a little better. I'm not going to lie. I like that. I like knowing that. Wow. You guys are so awesome. Do your friends and family ask you to name their children all the time? Because I would be harassing you every day.
No, I think they avoid me. They're I don't want to tell you because you're going to be judgy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. I'd be totally scared to tell you.
Shechi is your middle name.
Shechi's your middle name. Yeah,
I would be scared. I'd be like, she's not going to like it. She's going to tell me all the things that it means bad.
No, I would definitely be like every day, like sending them new baby names and harassing for sure.
We had a baby naming service for a good long time. It lasted, what, Jennifer, 10 years?
Wow. Yeah, yeah, we're thinking of starting it up again, but it's just very person intensive.
Yes.
I mean, yes. I think after the name suggestions you gave me that you should 100% go for it because you like nailed what I like and what I'm looking for. That is awesome. And I like just
what's really cool is there's some countries in Europe that if the baby name is not on our site, babynames.com, they won't let parents name their babies with that name. So
how
they use
cool.
us as the
you
official
guys,
database.
You guys are the law.
You're the law.
You're literally the law.
Oh my God. If I were you, I'd walk around and then be like, excuse me, you can't walk here. I'd be like, shh, I'm the law.
Yeah. That is awesome. Like, that is super, super cool.
That's crazy. That's too much power for me to have.
Yeah,
I couldn't handle it.
That's why I want to pick one of these names so I could be like the baby
the
name
baby names
founders. Yeah.
Name my child. Yeah.
Stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Right? Like, no one could talk shit.
No.
Jennifer and Mallory, you can't say shit about it.
Good luck.
That's right.
Guys, thank you so, so, so much for walking us through this and talking baby names. I know everyone's obsessed with. When you're a woman, I don't know what it is. Like, you just start dreaming of your baby name early on and you become obsessed with it. And this has been such a treat to talk to both of you. Guys, the girls
have
good
luck and let us know what you choose.
I will. I'm 100% gonna need your approval. I'm not gonna lie on that.
So I'm the only one who doesn't know.
I'm gonna have just to run
she's
you.
Determined to tell everyone before me.
Guys, Jennifer and Mallory both have a podcast that you need to listen to. And especially this month coming up in August, they have a Twilight episode on the Twilight baby names, which is so, so cool. And you can hear their podcast on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. You can even say, Alexa, play the Baby Names podcast and it will play for you. I can't wait for the Twilight episode. That's going to be so awesome.
I can't wait till you hear Jessica's name.
I'm nervous now. I'm sweating a little
bit. Yeah, I can see the beads coming down.
We'll definitely do an update when we announce the names and we'll have the girls like give us a little background on whatever name we pick.
For
that'll be interesting.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Guys, check out their podcast. They're on social media, obviously babynames.com. And thank you guys again for doing this. This is awesome. What a treat.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
I mean, I feel like uplifted.
I want to start a baby name podcast.
They didn't hate my names, my kids' names. They didn't even make a comment. I was very nervous.
No, they were spot on everything you said. Put a porn section on them because of you.
I think they should. Because I had to do a lot of research. I literally Googled like 100 top porn names.
Do you not remember when we did one of the episodes and I pulled up all the porn stars' pictures?
Yeah. No, I remember. This
what
is...
episode was that? It was so funny.
Oh, I don't know. That's so many episodes ago.
I was literally looking at like titties and being like, oh, Star is a beautiful middle name.
Oh,
like...
yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Seriously, guys, check out babynames.com and listen to their podcast because I'm sure that is so. I mean, I could do a million episodes talking about this. It's so interesting to me.
I think it's so much fun to talk baby names. I don't know. I just think it's something that everybody, whether you're pregnant or
not, you
want kids.
Are you
going
to miss it one day?
I feel left out.
You'll get like a goldfish maybe?
No, the next dog I have, you know, when Mia gets lonely officially, I'll have to get another dog. But yeah, no, I look forward to like persuading my kids to name them a certain thing when they have kids one day. What do you think about this name, Evil Eyes?
I was gonna say I could just see you doing your own mother to your own kids one day, like, well, what does that
mean? I don't love it.
Thank you guys for listening, and this baby Coco is coming sooner than later,
like very, very soon. So
oh my goodness.
And, no, it was brilliant.
And I know I've said this also before, but literally everybody's like, oh my God, you picked the name Coco, and I'm like, bro, it's not her real name.
No, it's so funny that people think it is though.
Like,
it's
my amazing. Really good friends are trying to like casually be like, oh, Coco, and I'm like, dude, that's not it.
No, That's like when I named Julian as a nickname Ace, and they swore Ace was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's just a nickname. They're like, oh, is it short for his initials? And I was like, no. Epstein is E, so they thought it was.
We should have done that. That was actually a flop on your part. That's cool.
No, I wanted Austin Chase, and it would have been Ace.
Whoa.
But it didn't work out because Austin Epstein's a little monster. So.
Guys, this has been really cool doing all this with you. And we will see you
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.